Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, if you have access to a calendar, you will know that today is December the 1st. And what does that mean? Well, it's nearly Christmas, baby. Ever since I've started this channel, every December, to mark the holiday season, I've uploaded 2 videos every single day. Now, unfortunately, this time around, I'm sorry to say that I will be doing the exact same thing once again in 2022. So, without further ado, this is video 1 of 62 videos in the next month. Sit back, relax, and let's get into it. Entitled Mum Upset That Her Boyfriend Who Tried to Kill Me Isn't Invited to Christmas Brunch. A little backstory. My mum has always put her love interests and relationships before her children. I am a 27-year-old woman, and I have one older sister who is 30. Our entitled mum has been this way since I can remember. She has uprooted us from home to move to a new city for a man she loved who was married, made me stay the night at boyfriend's houses that I wasn't comfortable at, and went as far as ditching my sister and I in a foreign country in a hostel while she went off with a man she just met for a one-night stand. She also slept with a guy I was seeing when I was around 17, 18. Luckily, he was of legal age. You get the picture. The thing is, she's also incredibly intelligent, professional, and built an amazing career for herself in academia, and has and can be very supportive and loving of both my sister and me. She's given us both so many opportunities in life as a single mother, so it feels terrible to even point out these issues I have with her. Cut to 2019. I'm now married with a wonderful husband. My sister has a long-term partner. Our entitled mum has been dating this young man. They both live overseas where she's currently working. She's told us of their turbulent relationship, and as always, we watch as she shapeshifts to fit the type of woman she thinks he'll like. Like clockwork. We see her uproot her life, schedules, everything to pursue this unhealthy relationship. She slowly but surely cuts us out of her life. It must be said that she has been physically, emotionally, and verbally abusive throughout my life, and this behavior has continued towards her partner. He also is abusive towards her. My sister and I have gone through the motions and tried to get her help, but she doesn't believe in mental illness, nor does she listen to anything we have to say. Our whole lives are spent trying to keep her stable, but now that we have our own lives, for our own mental stability, we've just left it to her. That's been a whole thing in itself. Cut to the pressing issue. 2 years ago, her boyfriend tried and threatened to kill myself, husband, my sister, her partner, and my mum in a drunken rage in the country they lived in at the time. He was charged with 5 counts of attempted murder, most traumatic moment of my life. I'm still dealing with the after effects, PTSD, anxiety, panic attacks, insomnia. My entitled mum pleaded with court to get him off charges, and they were dropped. She went back to him pretty quickly. Now, my entitled mum and her boyfriend are back in my home country. They're trying to build a life here, and my mum has stated she has moved back to work on relationships with my sister and I. That is BS though. The boyfriend sent a trashy 2-line email apology. Through therapy, I've decided to forgive them both, and I've worked on my relationship with my mum, and even seen the boyfriend a few times. This took a long time to get to this stage. My sister doesn't even want to set eyes on the boyfriend, and I 100% support her decision. She's still working on a relationship with mum. Now, Christmas is coming up, and it's tradition in our family to have a family brunch. Never missed a year except once when mum was stuck overseas due to COVID. So I call mum to chat about plans, and she is now annoyed that her boyfriend isn't invited. He's not welcome at our home ever. I think that's a fair boundary. She said things like, "I can't keep choosing between you and my boyfriend." And, "How long is it gonna take? He did that thing over 2 years ago. And, "What does he have to do for you to accept him?" etc. So now I doubt she's going to come to Christmas. And I think this may be the last straw in our relationship. I've worked so hard on my own mental stability after all this trash, and I no longer want to be a second option for her. I just don't know how I could live with myself if I cut her off, but I may have to. Thanks for letting me vent. Now also, OP has added this little section to answer a couple of questions about how on earth the boyfriend got off on 5 attempted murder charges. To answer, I don't really know. I left the country straight after the incident and went through the police process, which took
about 2 days. We pressed charges at the station and then flew home. From there, all info about the court process I got was through my mother. Looking back, I'm not sure how much of what she said is true. It must be said that the country this happened in is a tiny Pacific island that is well known for its awful policing and justice system. For example, it took 2 to 3 hours for the police to show up while I was screaming down the phone that the boyfriend was outside taunting us and trying to get in. Domestic violence is very common in this country and not a lot is done about it. There's also not a lot of police resources. My mother is also best friends with the chief of police's wife. There's a language barrier too. I speak English and the home country speaks mostly broken English and their native tongue. At the time, I was too traumatized to pursue legal action and I stupidly trusted my mother to push for the charges to stick instead of trying to get him off them. Yeah, no, it makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, I'm so annoyed that my boyfriend isn't allowed to come to Christmas, despite the fact that he threatened to kill literally everyone. Where's the logic? Once again, it blows my mind. Tell you what, you tried to murder your girlfriend and her daughters once, and they can't even take the joke? Come on, it's Christmas, the time of forgiveness. Invite him round, it just makes sense. Screaming brat doesn't get what he wants. Just a quick story of a time I was petty enough to spend money to deny a spoiled brat a cool toy. A few years ago, while working overseas for the military, I was doing some quick shopping at my base exchange. While standing in an aisle looking at some cleaning items, I began to hear in the distance the sound of what felt like a screaming bat slash goat hybrid that just proceeded to get louder and louder. I looked out of the aisle to see the possible cryptid, but just saw a screaming little boy being pushed in a shopping cart by his mum. People around them were looking annoyed, as the kid was practically screeching at the top of his lungs over and over again, "I want it! I want the big gun! I want the big gun!" and pointing at the toy aisle a few rows down. While passing by me, I overheard the mum telling her son, "Not now, sweetie. Mummy has to get to the makeup counter. We'll pick it up on the way out." This rubbed me the wrong way. Not only was this mother okay with how her son was acting, but she was also going to reward him. I then got curious and decided to go to the toy aisle to see this big gun. I turned the corner and immediately saw what he was talking about. And I'll give the kid credit, he has good taste. Because on the shelf was the biggest Nerf gun I've ever seen. It was called the Titan CS50, and it was just a straight up minigun. Think of the heavy weapons guy from Team Fortress. After spending a few minutes admiring it and daydreaming about how I would have absolutely destroyed my friends in the Nerf gun fights we had as kids with this monster, I then realized that this Nerf gun was the last one on the shelf. I immediately grabbed it and then found a store employee to ask a few questions. "Excuse me, can I ask a few questions about this toy?" "Yes, sir. What would you like to know?" "Is this the last one you have? Like, is there any more in the back?" "Let me check." The employee then leaves to the back of the store for a few minutes and then returns to tell me the best news possible. "Hey sir, yeah, that one you're holding is the last one of that toy we have. I also checked on our computer and there also doesn't seem to be any more in stock in the other closet exchange stores or on our online store. So if you want to get it, you better get it now because I also don't think we're going to be getting any more anytime soon." I then smile at the Grinch when he has a wonderfully awful idea. "Thank you." I then immediately proceeded straight to checkout and bought the Nerf Youngling Slayer 2000. But the cherry on top was what happened after I bought my new toy. I went back into the store to make sure that the mini Banshee knew what I just bought. I found him still in the shopping cart next to the makeup counter with his mum talking to a salesperson. I casually walked by in front of the kid with the Nerf BFG under my arm, and what happened next was most definitely worth the price tag. The look of shock and fear just completely took over this kid's face as he starts to scream as well as yank on his mum's sleeves and point at me. I just disappear into another aisle and proclaim that my job was now done. While leaving the store, they must have rushed back to the toy aisle because I again could hear the ear-piercing screeches of that little crotch goblin coming from the toy aisle, screaming, "It's gone! It's gone! Ah!" I usually don't like the sound of screaming kids, but that might as well have been a live Aerosmith performance because that was just pure audible chocolate to me. And while leaving, I walked past the guy entering the store who could also hear the screaming kid. "Jesus Christ, what the heck is that?" he says. "Ah, most likely a mistake." Okay, now I don't know exactly how much this Nerf gun costs, and it's actually been discontinued now from the Nerf range, which is a real shame because I would have loved to get one myself. However, let me tell you, from what I can just see online, it's only on eBay and sites like that now because you can't officially buy it anymore, but it's not cheap is what I would say. It's about £100, it seems to be. Now, Nerf fans out there, if you're watching, let me know down below how much did it cost back in the day. I don't know. All I will say is it's quite a lot of money just for a little joke, and that is why I love it. To be honest, I really hope that you never actually used the OP and you just, you know, kept it in your attic just for the sake of it, just to be petty. I adore it. I really do. Because that kid, he didn't deserve it. And ultimately, it's the mother's parenting that didn't deserve the gun. I mean, look, for the kid, it's a bit harsh. For the mum, though, it's glorious.
Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the streets and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched, and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On. Lady complained to California fish grill manager to make me move tables and got arrested. So this just happened and I'm pretty bent about it. I went to California Fish Grill, CFG, for a late lunch. It was a pretty standard ordeal. I ordered my meal, grabbed a drink, and made sure to grab a small table with only two seats so I wouldn't take up too much space. Not that it really mattered because the restaurant was fairly empty with plenty of tables. As I'm casually sitting at this small table for two, an older lady came up and asked me to move. I was a bit puzzled because she came in after me. The table I was at appeared to be untaken and there were plenty of other available tables. I asked why and she said she wanted a table big enough for her and her son. At this point, I told her I wasn't going to inconvenience myself when there were plenty of other open tables. She could simply go and sit elsewhere with her son. So she started getting frustrated with me and telling me I needed to respect my elders and that her son would not be able to sit at another table. I just ignored her though because it wasn't my problem. So this lady walks off and tells the manager that I took her table and was refusing to give it back to her. She brings the manager over and explained that her son is very upset that I took their table and it was hurting his feelings. We had a few minutes of back and forth before the manager just gives me this look of, I don't make enough money to deal with this. Please, just move. So whatever, I get up, go to another table, and this lady just glares at me. I glare back, and she's sitting all by herself. At first, I thought she was just a liar and didn't have a son. Maybe she just wanted to abuse what little power she had. After like 10 minutes though, this guy walks in with a full suit and tie, maybe 40 to 50 years old, and approaches this lady and calls her mum. They exchange some words, and he starts glaring at me too. At this point, I'm just annoyed and trying to eat my lunch in peace. Then her son, a grown-ass man, shouts at me across the restaurant and asks if I think it's funny to disrespect his mum like that. And I just look at him puzzled because I've got no idea what he's talking about. He shouts again, "Yeah, you in the hat." So I just ignore him because this is stupid. As he continued to harass me, I decided to just flip him the bird. This lady and her son lost their minds. They got up yelling, screaming, and generally causing a scene. The son started threatening to kick my butt. He asked me if I liked being such a smartass, so of course, I had to let him know it was better than being a dumbass. Anyway, this commotion resulted in the police being called by the manager. They showed up after an unclear amount of time, walked right up to this lady and her son, and asked them to leave. The lady starts going off about how I stole her table, was harassing her, and how I started it. Now, this poor police officer looks down at me, casually sitting at my table, eating my salmon, and tells this ancient woman that I don't seem to be bothering anyone. So the lady signals out the manager, hoping that they will corroborate her story, and the manager explains in great detail that this woman had come in and started harassing me. She asked the woman and her son to leave, and they both refused because they pay for their food, and so they had a right to sit at any table for as long as they wanted. After refusing to leave, this hag of a woman and her son were cuffed and escorted away. I made sure to move to her table as she left, just to rub the salt in the wound. Okay, an interesting one to finish there. Maybe it's because this woman thought her son was so high and mighty, you know, in a suit, probably coming from some swanky office job. Not that anyone actually cares. It's a restaurant, like it's a grill shop. Sit down, eat your food and go. But I don't know, she clearly felt entitled to a table. Maybe they have a set table that they normally go to when they eat and meet at this place. Not that anybody would ever have to care about that. I don't really know what's going on here. To be honest, looking at this, yeah, arresting them is a little bit harsh, but they were refusing to leave a private property, right? And they were being a public nuisance. And arguably they were harassing you. So the more I think about it, the more I think that arrest was kind of deserved. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. As I said, this is the first of 62 episodes on my channel over the next month. It's a lot, I will say. But you know, If you're here for it, subscribe, turn the bell on, and get ready for another one coming later today. There's a lot of content in December, as there always is on my channel, but I love it. And you guys seem to every single year as well. So thanks for watching. I'll see you all later today with another episode. Take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.